I don't want to go to sleep. At night, when most kids were dozing so deep, Michael could never fall fast asleep. His mother would read him one book or two. His father would sing till his face turned blue. All day, Michael ran and played and kicked ball. But then he just shrugged, "I'm not tired at all." His parents had warned him in words very plain, "Your body needs sleep," they tried to explain. But every night, in a voice loud and deep, he bellowed right back, "I just don't want to sleep." At the end of the day, their strength was all gone, but Michael did not even let out a yawn. At last, Dad announced with a great sleepy groan, "Well, fine then, good night, go to bed all alone." But being alone was boring indeed. He finally called, "What I really don't need and don't want is to sleep," he started to yell. "I already tried and I didn't work well." But his parents warned, "Be careful, my dear. If you say it three times, at least so we hear, children who can't or won't understand are taken away to Never Sleep Land." Michael thought hard about what they had said, decided he'd rather stay up instead. So Michael decided to go there right now, where his parents had already let him know how. "I don't want to sleep, I don't want to sleep, I don't want to sleep." The third time he said it, a small man appeared out of the closet, so lithe, pointy-eared, a jaunty small gnome about the size of your hand, came in to fetch him to Never Sleep Land. "Hello, little boy," said the funny small man. "Don't feel like sleep? Well, here's a new plan. Come right away and soon you will see a land with no sleep. You can go there with me." Michael jumped out of bed with such a big grin. He trusted the gnome, couldn't wait to begin. "I'm so glad you're here. I'll come right away. I never get tired. I just want to play." The little man held both his stubby hands out, said, "Close your eyes and don't look about." Michael squeezed so hard, he really tried, till the gnome said at last, "Now open them wide." Michael looked and beheld a marvelous place, swinging, roller coasters, running a race. No night, only day, the sun gleamed high. No sleeping here, just a cloudless blue sky. So many children were laughed and who ran, scampering freely as all children can. "Just play here all day," the gnome said out loud, and Michael felt happy as if on a cloud. The gnome said, "Enjoy it, but please beware. There's one major rule that I must share. You may run and be cheerful, climb up, spin about, but never say sleepy or I must lie down." Michael agreed, such a wonderful rule, and ran off to slide like he loved at his school. His parents were right. There was such a place as Never Sleep Land where kids frolic and chase. Michael rode the roller coaster once and again, met new friends who were on the same train. The girl's name was Ruthie, the boy's name was Sean, and all of them stayed up and never did yawn. But then Michael saw his friends didn't look glad. He moved very slowly. Their smiles looked sad. "What happened?" he asked. "Why those big frowns?" They answered, "We're tired. We want to lay down." He learned they'd all left their homes and their beds, but now they all wanted to lay down their heads. When they first came, they felt happy and cheery, but now all they felt was exhausted and weary. Hearing his friends, Michael felt a bit weak. Could staying awake really make things so bleak? He noticed no benches for children to sit, and what had been fun once felt harder a bit. He realized his land was not nice at all, as he watched sleepy children chasing a ball, wiping the tears that rolled down their cheeks, eyes so deep red, like they'd been up for weeks. Then Michael spent one sad hour, then two, changing his mind about the place he knew. His muscles ached and so did his head, and he deeply missed his warm, cozy bed. At last, Michael whispered across to his friends, "I'm sick of this place, where the day never ends." "Shh," said the others, "don't talk about home, and don't say you're tired, you'll anger the gnome." The children were sorry that they had ignored their parents' advice just because they were bored. They needed to rest, they could not sleep, but how can we leave the place? They wanted to weep. Then Michael hatched a plan, bold and bright, said, "We'll go home like I came here tonight." His friends understood with a flash of surprise. They stood in a circle and squeezed shut their eyes. "I do want to sleep. I do want to sleep. I do want to sleep. I do want to sleep," shouted Michael at home, and his father rushed in, no sign of the gnome. "Are you all right?" he asked his young son. "I do want to sleep," said Michael. "I'm done." "Of course," said his father. "Sweet dreams, little one. Good night."
Thank you for listening to this episode of Little Bumblebee Storytime. I hope you enjoyed it. Please come back soon and check out more episodes.